I'm going to tell you a story, and I'll explain why I tag it the way I tag it, because if I tell you now, that will blow the story. I hope I can do this well, because it happened some time ago, quite a while ago, and I hope I can still put it so in the way that you can picture the situation. It goes one day, a normal morning where I walk to work. And it's a normal working hours, you know, a lot of people are walking, and it just feels like any other day. And while I was walking, and there's this guy just walking next to me and said, "Hi, good morning." So I said, "Hey, good morning." You know, people trying to be like, people are friendly, and I don't mind talk to people, and even though I don't know them, it's okay. "Hey, good morning." He said, "Yeah, good morning." You know, then he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "Well, I'm going to so-and-so. That's my office." "Oh, all right. Okay." So we continue to walk. I mean, not everyone that talks to you will, like, help you in ways, and, you know, so he continued to walk. I continue. We happen to walk in the same, there's this stretch that is, like, long, straight walking path that we have to go through. And after, I don't know, a while, where I'm still walking, he's still walking, and suddenly he said, you have to go straight, you know." I said, "Yeah, I know that. I'm going straight, because there are many office block around, and some people will turn in earlier, and some people will walk straight." So he said, "I'll walk straight." So I said, "Yeah, I will walk straight." And he continued to walk, and I continued to walk, and I started to feel a bit awkward, because we're walking quite close to each other, and I feel bad if he always have to start the conversation. So, you know, in my mind, I was looking for things to talk about, like, you know, crap, like, "Hey, today weather is good," and things like that. Of course, I didn't say it, but I was looking for something like that when you know, start to find something to say. And after a while more, he said, "You have to be careful, you know, there's a lot of people around." I thought, well, that's quite nice. I mean, people are being nice. And I said, "Yeah, I sure, you know, have to zigzag around and all that." And he quiet again. I was quiet again. We're still walking. The path is quite long. We're still walking straight. I was still, you know, walking myself. He's not looking anything for me. You know, I still have to be full alert and watch out for any things with my cane. And after a while, he said, "Yeah, maybe, you know, if you're not sure the way, you have to ask around. You know, do ask around when you see people." That feels a bit awkward. I mean, do I look unsure or something, you know, while we are walking at quite a pace, you know? So I'm like, okay. And suddenly I thought, okay, well, it's time for me to start a conversation instead of him. So I said, "All right, well, where are you heading, actually?" And he gave me one answer that made me want to go into a hole or something. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I'm on the phone." You see, the point is, how can it be so coincidence that all the things that he talked about, he was actually on the phone, and I assumed that he was talking to me the whole time. And I thought, he is my sighted guide. But he was not. So, there he goes. And that's my story. I hope you enjoy it in some ways. Thank you for listening.